All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, grace, your compassion. We thank you. For the blood of Yeshua, we thank you that the blood of your Son was shed for us on the cross at Calvary to redeem us from the hand of the enemy, to pay the ransom price. And today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. And Lord, today we shout hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, you are good and your mercy endure forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endure forever. We thank you that you loved us and to send your Son to die for us on the cross. We thank you that we have been redeemed and that the power of sin has been broken in our lives. Lord, we give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor and we magnify your name, God, because, Lord, you're good and your mercy endure forever. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your precious Holy Spirit that you've not left us alone to be our advocate, to lead us, to guide us, and to show us the way, Lord God. We thank you. And we praise you and we magnify your name, Lord. You're good and your mercy endure forever. We thank you for binding the strong man over this area, over this region. In the name, we bind the strong man of mind control and idol worship and idolatry and rebellion. In the name of Yeshua, we bind and send your warring angels to push back the forces of darkness, to drive out every unclean and every foul spirit. Begin to topple the thrones of the strong men, Lord God. And I pray that the glory of the Lord be revealed, that your power would fall as never before, that the glory of the Lord would fill the atmosphere, Lord God, that those that are listening even now, that the glory of the Lord would begin to fill their homes, their automobiles, wherever they might be, excuse me, that they might feel your presence and sense your presence, oh God. God, I thank you for doing it. I thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit. I thank you for the healing power, the healing anointing of the Holy Ghost. God, I thank you for driving out the spirit of infirmity. And we bind the spirit of infirmity. We bind the spirit of sickness. We bind the spirit of disease in Yeshua's mighty name. And Lord, grant healing to your people. God, grant healing. Lord, let stomach ulcers be healed in the name of God. Heal stomach ulcers right now. In the name of Jesus, God, heal, heal, heal. Excuse me, saints. God, grant healing to stomach ulcers in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you for fibroid tumors being dissolved even now in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you, yes. I thank you for opening deaf ears right now, that deaf ears will open in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you for reversing paralysis. In the name of Yeshua, God, I thank you for healing prostate cancer. Thank you for prostate cancer being healed right now in the name of Yeshua. And Lord, I thank you for that. And Lord, I thank you for the financial miracles. I thank you for those manifesting, those that need the financial miracles. Lord, let it manifest in the natural realm, Lord God, within the next 72 hours. Lord, let that money be in their bank accounts. Lord, let the person move on the people to open up and write checks and say, God, move on my heart to bless you, to bless your household, bless your ministry. Let that anointing be released. And we bind every hindering spirit. We bind every spirit of delay, that there will be no more delay. You will not be able to hinder the blessings of God manifesting in the natural realm. And we thank you for that, Father, in the name of Yeshua. And we thank you for the glory of the Lord. We thank you for spiritual wisdom and spiritual understanding being unleashed. We thank you for the gifts of healing being activated in the body of Christ, the gifts of miracles being activated in the body of Christ. And Lord, I thank you. And I give you praise, and I give you glory, and I give you honor in the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight From His Word. It's a blessing reaching once again to share the Word of God. Truly we serve a mighty God. I am grateful and thankful, excuse me, to be on the airways once again. As I said, we're in year 20. Happy New Year to the first time listeners. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight From His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. Saints, we're living in the last days. We're living in perilous times. Return of Yeshua is imminent. It's time that we truly press our way into the kingdom of God, that we have a desire to serve Him, we have a desire to know Him, and that we will walk in fellowship with Him, because God desires to make Himself known to us in ways that we can never imagine.
And God is looking for a people who will yield and surrender and say, Lord, here am I. Send me, God. Here am I. Send me, God. Here am I. Use me, Lord, for your glory. Lord, my life is in your hands, and I want to be used by you, God. I want to be an effective witness for your son who died for me on the cross at Calvary. Lord, I want to be a soul winner for you, Lord. I want to drag those souls from the pit of hell and out of the enemy's grasp so that they might come to know you as Christ. God, and I ask that you would empower me with your Holy Spirit that I may be able to accomplish those mighty things. Some of you, the enemy has just messed your life up. Basically all your life. But you know, we are in a new year, which is a new season and a new beginning. And God desires to bring you into a place of complete and total liberty, complete and total deliverance. And you have to embrace it and receive it and renounce the lies of the enemy, because he was a liar from the very beginning. Amen. Oh, saints, 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 saints. God help us. We're in this series, Choosing Whom You Will Serve. We were in Joshua 24 last week, recognizing the fact that we're living in a time and a season that we have to make a determination and decision. Who are we going to serve? Are we going to serve the Lord God Almighty, or are we going to serve Satan? You can't walk with Satan and God at the same time. You got to make a decision. Either you're going to be hot for God or you're going to be cold for him. You can't be. There's no middle ground. God does not tolerate being lukewarm. God is looking for some people in the church, in the body of Christ, who have a zeal for God, who are militant for Christ, and who have no fear of what people will say and what people will do. But we're addressing this issue right now of idol worship and idolatry, and recognizing, as we were in the broadcast last year talking about the evil kings, evil rulers, and the policies and how their policies impact your lifestyle, and whether or not even you as a believer can continue to walk in the favor and the blessings of God, because sometimes the overall chastisement or judgment impacts even the person who is serving Christ and who's walking in a right relationship with him. Excuse me, because it's a judgment on the nation as a whole. And if you've been, as you can look in, saints, come on now, you can look and see America is headed in the wrong direction. And if you put the wrong political leaders in office, your country can either be blessed or it can be cursed based upon their policies and their actions and the things that they're doing, especially when they're trying to implement Satan's agenda to set up the one world, the new world order, the one world order, which is a part of the end time events that are happening and taking place. The United States of America, that's where we're headed. All of the things that you see happening and taking place in the media and everything else is setting us up for to become a part of the one world order, which will usher in the Antichrist. But thank God the church won't be here. Glory to God. But everything is lining up in Bible prophecy. That's why you got to get to the place to where you're in a relationship with Christ. You know you're in a relationship with Christ. So when the trumpet sounds, you out. We out. Glory to God. But I want to get into this and talk about this, because this is what Joshua was warning the people and telling them. And this is what got Israel in trouble with God. And it really, really started with King Solomon, and who God had blessed, the son of David. He had the favor of God. He was selected by God to build the temple. But it just shows you how subtle the enemy is. And in 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 1, it says, But King Solomon loved many strange wives, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Zidonians, and Hittites. Now, Solomon's first mistake was being married to Pharaoh's daughter. You got to be careful who you marry. Woo! You can marry the wrong person, they can mess your life up and cause you and pull you out of the will of God. And it said, many strange women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Zidonians, and Hittites, of the nations concerning which the Lord said unto the children of Israel. You see, God gave very specific instructions. God is precise in his instructions. And when God gives it, we need to do it God's way. When God spoke to Adam in the garden, he says, you can eat of every tree of the garden, but this one tree, leave it alone. And if God say leave it alone, you leave it alone. It's that simple. It's not up to debate. And the Lord had gave these instructions. He says, of the nations concerning the Lord, son of the children of Israel, you shall not go into them, neither shall they come into you, for surely they will turn away your heart after their gods. And it says, and Solomon clave unto these in love, and he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines. No wonder he fell away from serving the Lord. You know, saints, have you ever noticed that the reason that God gave us this instruction where he says in the New Testament, he says, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. Be not the unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Because, first of all, Satan is the god of this world, and his children, they have assignments. And those assignments are to break your fellowship with God and to lead you into a place of rebellion, disobedience, lukewarmness, perversion, and all of these other things. And God was trying to protect them by giving them that warning in advance. He says, don't marry them, because if what's going to happen, they're going to turn your heart away. And have you, the Bible says, corrupt communications, corrupt good manners. Have you ever noticed that when believers, and particularly young believers, they get around a bunch of unbelievers, a bunch of heathens, and they start living and acting like them. They are, instead of us influence people to come to Christ, they are able to entice us and influence the people in the body of Christ to go the other way, to go on the other side. Oh my gosh. Have you ever noticed that? That you can have an individual that's a very great person, they was on fire for God, and then they start hanging around with some pagan, and the next thing you know, they just as pagan as the pagan. They're ready to renounce Christ and everything else. But here was King Solomon. And he said he had seven. What you gonna do with 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines? You know where all of his time was spent. He had time to pray and seek God. He was too busy trying to satisfy his wives. Come on, saints. You're supposed to laugh a little bit right there. But look at this now. And it says, and his wives turned away his heart. You see, you have to be careful. And when I'm counseling couples and something that the Lord has revealed to me, you can be so in love with a person in the natural that the place in your heart that belongs to God, you replace it with that individual. Oh, that'll preach. Ooh-wee. Saints, I'm just trying to tell you. Some people be so in love, don't get me wrong, that they lose sight of God in their lives. And when I counsel couples, I tell them to make Christ the center of their marriage, and that both of them have to build their relationship with Christ in order for them to have a fruitful, successful marriage, because the enemy is going to come to try to destroy the marriage. But Solomon was weak, and he allowed his love for those women to turn his heart away from the Lord, to where he became an idolater, an idol worshiper, because his heart turned away from the Lord. And it says here, for it came to pass when Solomon was old that his wives turned away his heart after other gods. Now, this is the same man that when God appeared to him by night in a vision, said, ask me, what do you want? And Solomon says, you know what? I don't know how to lead your people. God, give me wisdom. God said, I'm gonna give you wisdom, but now I'm going to give you wealth and riches and honor because you didn't ask for it. And here we see here in his old age, and God appeared to him twice. It says, for it came to pass when Solomon was old that his wives turned his heart away after other gods. And his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart of David his father. You see, you got to be careful who is in your circle, the people that you're running with. Because they can turn your heart. They can cause you to turn your heart away from God. They can bring things into your atmosphere that will pull you away from your relationship in Christ. And the next thing you know, you're in a backslidden condition and you're not walking in fellowship with Christ any longer. You don't have a desire to pray. You don't have a desire to read your word. You don't have a desire to worship. You don't have a desire to fellowship with other saints. And you begin to live like a rank heathen. That's why everybody ain't for you. My circle is so small, it's hard for a needle to get in. And look what it says here in verse number 5. It says, and Solomon went after Ashtaroth, the goddess of the Sidonians, and after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. And Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord, and went not fully after the Lord, as did David his father. Those demonic spirits associated with those idols, those false gods, caused the man of God, Solomon, David's son, the man selected and chosen to build the temple, to go into full idol worship, demonic, satanic rituals and worship. That's how powerful the enemy's influence can be if you're not careful, if you're not rooted and grounded in Christ. That's why I'm on the radio, is to equip you as a believer so you're able to identify and recognize the enemy's strategies and what he's doing and how he's doing it, so that you would not become captive, but you would be a warrior for Christ and you would be able to go out and to lead other people out of bondage and out of captivity, because this is how the enemy works. You think about the influence that the power of darkness has over people who know God, who have a relationship with God, because his objective is to break the relationship, break the fellowship, because when Yeshua, Jesus died on the cross, it was to restore the fellowship between man and God like it was in the Garden of Eden. In the garden, it was Adam and God. It was Adam and God before Eve showed up. That's why so many men are out of position, out of place, because the men have not established the type of relationship with God that they need to have. And that's why even a lot of Christian marriages, the men are not in the proper place and proper position to love their wives and to cherish their wives as Christ loves the church, because they don't have that solid relationship with Christ. You got to know him, and he got to know you, baby. You see, and when you don't have that, something is missing in your life. And that's what you got to recognize and what you have to identify. And it says, and Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord, and he went not fully after the Lord as David did David his father. Then did Solomon build a high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, in the hill that is before Jerusalem, and for Molech, the abomination of the children of Ammon. And likewise he did for all of his strange wives, which burnt incense and sacrifice unto God. He was trying to please them. He was trying to keep them happy. Whew. Man, y'all don't want me to preach this. I ain't going to get no amens today. If I was sitting in a congregation, boy, the women would be throwing daggers at me with their eyes right now. Because look at this. He was trying to keep them happy. Paul even talks about in Corinthians that when folk is unmarried, they just care about the Lord. But when folk are married, they got to please their wives and their husbands. And some people go to the part and to the extent to where they get so caught up trying to please them, they lose sight of their relationship with Christ. They grow lukewarm. Because they're so busy loving their boo and their baby instead of loving Christ. They love that man and that woman more than they love God. And God is the one that gave them life. Don't get me wrong. It's all right to be in love. But it's also to let the person know, you know what, baby, I love you, but I love God more. I'm not going to allow you to influence me to break my relationship with God. That ain't happening, sweetheart. As much as I love you, that ain't happening. As much as I want to be with you, baby, that ain't happening. And if it get to the point, let me tell you, me personally, if I allow a woman to get to a place in my life to where she's distracting, or my affection for her is growing to the point to where God says, no, you're about to cross over. He'll move out the way. All of a sudden, the relationship that I thought was going to be a relationship, gone. Why? Because I made a covenant with God. And I've told God, God, I love you more than anything and anybody on this planet. I love my children. I love my grandchildren. But I still love God more. And so I don't even allow them to influence me in a way to where it pulls me out of fellowship with God. You see, you got to be careful who you have in your circle and the people that you have around you. Some people don't love God. Like he said, you got to love me with everything on the inside of you. And I think many people don't understand what it means to love God like that. And it caused Solomon, the man of God, to turn away. And it says, and likewise did he for all his strange wives, which he burnt incense and sacrifice unto their gods. And the Lord was angry with Solomon, because his heart was turned from the Lord God of Israel, which had appeared unto him twice, and commanded him concerning this thing, that he should not go after other gods, but he kept not that which the Lord commanded. Just like Adam in the garden, God gave an instruction. Adam did not follow it. Why? Because he looked at Eve, and Eve gave him whatever that fruit was. People say it's an apple. I don't know what it was. But God, Adam instead of said, no, baby, we can't do this, God said. And said, the Lord was angry with Solomon, because his heart was turned from the Lord God of Israel, which had appeared to him twice concerning this very same thing. So it wasn't by accident that he fell into idol worship. It was a willful, conscious decision, just like Adam and Eve disobeyed God in the garden. And a lot of times, saints, we make stupid decisions that brings hardship into our lives. And a lot of times we might even miss God because we were in our feelings. And we thought this was the right thing to do instead of letting God be God. And that's a problem. Wherefore the Lord said unto Solomon, for as much as this is done of thee, and you have not kept my covenant and my statutes, which I have commanded you, I will surely rend the kingdom from you and will give it to your servant. Notwithstanding in thy days, I will not do it for David thy father's sake, but I will rend it out of the hand of your son. Howbeit, I will not rend away all the kingdom, but will give one tribe to thy son for David my servant's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake, which I have chosen. You know what? We serve a God of judgment. We serve a God of chastisement. God says, you know what? Enough of this. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take this kingdom away from you, because you don't deserve it. See, there's consequences for idol worship. Why are we teaching and talking about this? We have a new year, a new beginning. We don't want anything or anyone to hinder our relationship with God, particularly if God wants to bring us into a place to where we experience breakthrough after breakthrough after breakthrough. God wants us to walk in liberty. He wants us to walk in freedom. He wants us to walk in the peace and the joy and the power of the Holy Spirit. When he sent his son to die for us on the cross at Calvary, saints, it was to redeem us. It was to break the power of sin. It was to deliver us from every demonic stronghold, every generational demonic stronghold, that we might have liberty and freedom in Christ Jesus. Why? Because for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes him should not perish but have everlasting life. It's time to open our eyes. It's time to wake up, and it's time to make a decision. I'm coming out. I'm going to yield and surrender my life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. If you don't know him, I'm going to ask him to come into my heart to be my Lord and to be my Savior, and I'm going to begin to praise and magnify the Lord God Almighty. Saints, be praying for me at Straight Word Christian Ministries, that the Spirit of God moves you in the blessed finances. Please be obedient to the Spirit of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. Know that Yeshua's Lord's return imminent. Pray for your family members and your loved ones and even your co-workers, that their hearts are open to hear and receive the gospel. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.